Hey, Tim, this is Marty.
Oh, is this Marty?
Yes.
Okay, Marty.
Got a question. Just recently moved into a two-story house.
Okay.
All electric heat. Master bedroom on the first floor stays extremely cold compared to the rest of the house. And I've noticed that they put a good 2-foot by 2-foot cold air return in the master bedroom's closet.
Okay.
And I've got a couple questions. One, do I have somebody come out and relook at the system to see if it was sized properly? Two, is there a way to recirculate the air from the upstairs back down to the first floor to regain some of that heat that's going and being lost upstairs?
Okay. The answer is, number one, you're going to have a pro come out. Now, you may be able to look at a couple of things yourself based on what I'm going to tell you here.
Okay.
In a nutshell, here's how furnaces and air conditioners work. If we make the assumption that indeed it was sized right, okay, which is really important because furnaces come like shoes and shirts, you know, and there's not,
yep.
It's not like spandex, man. Okay, so anyway, when they do the calculation to figure out how big the furnace or air conditioner must be, believe it or not, they actually do it more or less on a room-by-room basis. So they know, for example, that your bedroom, the master bedroom, needs, if they've done the calculation right, I'm just going to pull a number out of the air. It may say this room needs 8,500 BTUs of heat in it, okay?
Okay.
And then each room, you know, requires so much, and when it's all said and done, maybe the total is 80,000 BTU, which is why you get an 80,000 BTU furnace. See what I mean?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so now, when the contractor knows that the bedroom needs, let's say, 8,500 BTUs, he then has to go to a chart that tells him the number and the size of the ducts that have to be run to that room. For example, a 6-inch round duct, you know, at a given static pressure coming off that furnace, can only deliver so many BTUs per hour. See what I mean?
Yes.
It's a lot like, just think of like using a garden hose to fill a swimming pool versus using a fire hose to fill the swimming pool. You know, we already know the fire hose is going to fill a lot faster. Okay, so your bedroom, I already know what it is. Either if the bedroom was sized right and had the right amount of air coming to it, then what could be wrong is if they had dampers on those branch lines, maybe somebody rotated the damper and has blocked off that run. See what I mean?
Right.
So there's a possibility that the original contractor did the job right, but somebody has turned those dampers off. So that's the first thing I'd look at. I'd look if you can figure out the lines coming into that room, see if they are unrestricted and all the air that's needed is coming to them. If it's flex duct, it could have been crimped. You know, there's a million things that could be wrong. But it's also possible that the room was never sized right and that they just don't have enough air coming into it.
Okay.
So that's the answer. In other words, at least you know the principle and theory behind it. Now you've got to find out what's wrong. And some of it you may be able to investigate yourself.
Okay. Yeah, that'll help.
See what I mean? And then if you can't figure it out, it's time to get a pro in there. But see, within 3 or 4 minutes, you can basically kind of tell a pro, look, I already know how this all works. And you got to figure out right away whether there's enough air coming to this room.
Right. Well, and right now there's only one duct in that room and then one in the master bathroom.
And see, it may be enough. I mean, it may be an 8-inch. I mean, remember, you can put in two smaller ducts and one bigger duct would do the job. I mean, it just depends. It depends
right.
on where it's located. They may have goofed up the static pressure. I mean, there could be all kinds of things wrong. You know, that's the problem. But I can tell you this, that room should be comfortable because in all the houses that I built and in my house alone, you could go to every single room in my house, and no matter where, which direction they face, no matter how many windows are in it, no matter how big or how small it is, every room in my house is within 2 degrees of any other room in the house.
That sounds, yeah.
Yeah, so and so that's the way systems should be made. I mean, it's not hard to do that. You just have
okay.
to size them right. All right?
All righty.
All right, Marty, good luck.
Appreciate it.